Welcome to this week's teaching from Exchange Church in the heart of Belfast.
And hello, good morning. Hey, everyone, relax. See, if you're not used to being in church, church is a great place to be. It's the best place you can find yourself at any one time because you're in the presence of God who loves you. And that's the safest place in the world to be. And I was laughing yesterday because thank you to, we had a couple of willing volunteers who got everything ready for us. Yesterday, our baptismal. Have you seen it on the way in? Let's just say, I looked at it yesterday and they sent the photos through, and my first thought was, I hope my tetanus is up to date, all right? Because this water has come straight out of the pipes, and I was quickly going through, going, have I had my jabs? I'm only joking. It's fine. Apparently, it's all clean, and it's not going to be any. And Mary did say to me this morning, Mary and David are both getting baptized, and Mary did say, now, Andrew, remember, when he goes down, I want him down there for at least 10 minutes, all right? At least 10 minutes. She's going to cause a distraction, so you're all looking somewhere else. See, he's nervous looking at me. No, I'm only kidding. It's 5 minutes. So let me just take about 15 minutes to go. Isn't it funny when you think about it? You're probably sitting here going like, with everything that's going on in the world, with everything that's going on around us, here you are sitting in a church on a Sunday morning, and all the stuff, when you think about all the challenges that we have, don't we? And I'm not exempt from any of them. Things aren't easy. At the minute, you think of the big things like pandemic, and it's been rifling through our church family this week, COVID, war, all the stuff in Ukraine. You think about the cost of living, you know, and job security, health, this mental health, loneliness. There's tons of stuff, isn't there, that's going on, which kind of feels like this is real life. You're probably even thinking this morning, I know that I get up most days and I'm thinking, well, what about my future? What's it going to be like for? How can I be secure? These are some of the questions that most people live with. You know, I think some of us, you know, I'm not saying that this consumes our thinking every day, but most of us at some point during the day go, or at some point of our week go, flip, how can I know for me and for my kids and for my family that everything's going to work out right? And in the middle of it all, you know, here you are in church. And most people, there's a thought with some people that go, God or Jesus, completely boring, irrelevant, untrue, probably a fairy story to some of you. And you think, you know, whatever your journey has been, there are a lot of people who just go, this bears absolutely no relevance to my life and what I'm going through. Absolutely no relevance. You might as well talk to me about anything else. You know, I want to say to you this morning that what we're celebrating here, I want to tell you about God this morning and how he loves you. It's a really simple message. It's a really simple thought for you to take away because, you know, I grew up in the church the whole way through my life. And for a large part of my life, I thought that God was just this angry killjoy. You know, he was just waiting to slap the lugs of me at any opportunity, and he had lots of opportunities to do it, all right? And, like, I wasn't terrible growing up, but I wasn't brilliant either, all right? And it's just the way, I'm not embarrassed about it, it's what it is. And my view of God was that he was always just waiting for me to slip up just enough so that he could, you know, make me sick with something, you know? He'll just give me a wee broken leg. Just or something like that, you know what? Like a twisted ankle, you know? And if you're really bad, you might get something worse than that. And here we are today singing songs about this Jesus. And we're going to be putting grown-up people and some kids in a big tank of water, right? Big tank of dirty water by the looks of it. Putting them right in it and pulling them right out to celebrate new life in Jesus. And you're probably thinking, what the heck is that really about? Let me tell you something that I'm absolutely convinced of. Very simply, I think every single one of us at some point in our lives comes to the understanding that there's more to it than just this. Isn't that right? We all know that. Some of us will admit it more readily than others. Some of us will get there quicker than others, but all of us understand because we probably thought it ourselves. Is this it? There must be more than this. You know, there's something that's common to us all. That we all have needs as people that are common to us. We need to be physically safe, okay? So nobody wants to be in danger. We want to be fit and healthy, don't we? Anyone? Flip, some of you aren't sure. Well, I don't know. wee dose of sickness. And I want to be fit and healthy. Sorry, fitter and healthier is probably what I want to say as he sucks in, right? I want to live long. I want to be secure. I want to be provided for. I want my kids to be well looked after. Anyone? I want my grandkids. I don't have any yet. I'm not hoping for any just yet, right? But I want my grandkids to be safe and secure. I want to be loved. I don't want to walk around feeling like I'm no good with a low self-esteem. You know the thing of feeling shameful and guilty that most people have in their lives at times? Feeling like no matter how hard you try, it's never going to be good enough. And, you know, people are spending time, effort, and money like they've never done before in this search for something deep on the inside of them, something that satisfies them like nothing else. And no matter how hard they try, let me give you like a newsflash here. No matter where you go, what you try, no matter how much you spend or who you listen to, there will be nobody in your life that will ever meet the need that you have other than Jesus. Why? Because he made you and he created you. And today we're going to celebrate that for people. And so whatever your experience is of God or church, boring, irrelevant, untrue, God's this angry old goat just ready to slap me down. Can I tell you this morning, we want to let you know that God is a God of love. And Jesus loves you. He's always loved you. And in fact, it's not just that's a nice thing to say. Everything that you search for and you long for, everything that people are out there today are looking for. And, you know, the Lord's had a bad rap, mostly because of, you know, people who say that they follow him. And I'm okay with that because there's not one of us perfect, let's be honest. Just because people have messed up in the past doesn't negate, doesn't take down the truth of the message. Isn't that right? It just means that we're all fallen and none of us can actually live up to the standards that we want to see. I suppose if I could make one big point today, it's this, that when it comes to baptism is you're probably thinking, okay, if you're not from church and you're thinking, what the heck's this about? Let me tell you something. It's rooted in this absolute truth that you are loved. Baptism is a celebration of the fact that for all of these people who are going to be baptized at some point in their life, they encountered, came face to face with the God who absolutely loves them. And that message of God's love is the most important message, I believe, that we can hear today. Because our greatest need as human beings, whether you're a big, tough man, a not so big, tough man, or anything else, all right, is to know that you are loved. We all need it. It's part of what makes us human. We need to know that we're important to somebody. We need to know that somebody truly cares about us, somebody wants us, somebody accepts us without condition. Because when we doubt that, when we doubt that we're loved, what we do is we start to look for that in all sorts of other places. Now, even me saying that, you know what the problem is? Our understanding of love is just completely messed up. You know, as human beings, I've been married for 25 years this year, okay? Penny and I got married when we were 10, and it was an early start, all right? It's hard to believe in the 25 years. I know, he's an old youngster, for goodness sake. And one of the things that we have discovered on our journey, all right, is like you learn quickly, don't you? You definitely learn quickly when you first get, well, I had to learn quickly. I've told many stories. Some of you don't know me. I'll tell you a quick couple of stories. I remember the first time Penny got a new car. Absolute cracker, man head, man brain thinking about this. And I was driving home one day and Halfords had a brilliant offer on car cleaning kits. Now, I thought, isn't that a brilliant print? Like some of the women going, oh, you know where I'm going with this, don't you? And so I drove past and I phoned Penny and I went, I've got you a really great present, love. Just trying to build the anticipation for her, right? And it's like, oh, this is fantastic. And she was like, oh, that's brilliant. Can't wait. All that stuff. And so I drove home from Bangor, Halfords, on my way home from work one day, so excited about what was just about to unfold. And I got to the door holding my Halfords cleaning kit. Anyone? Now, I was so excited. She just opened the door and went, poof. All right, I don't know what she was expecting. It was okay. See, once the swelling went down in my eyes, I was fine. I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? It's like, you know, let's just say that it was, you know, you were very gracious and kind, love, when you started to speak to me again. And what happened was we start to learn that the way that we love each other is up and down, isn't it? And it essentially looks like this. When you're good, I love you. When you're not so good or you upset me, then what I do is I pull back because actually I'm just protecting myself. And so what we tend to do is we tend to show love to people who love us more. And then when people upset us or annoy us, we love them a little bit less. You know, when people meet our expectations, we love them and they're the best people in the world. When they don't meet our expectations, we're going to pull back a little bit. You know, and even now, after 25 years, it's easy to express my love to Penny whenever she's telling me how awesome I am, which is every day, right? But see, when she's telling me off, Penny's got a thing for lists. This is great to get this off my chest with a whole bunch of new people. So Penny said to me, this is cracker. So we went out, I would be reasonably organized in my view of things. I'm reasonably organized, right? Now, I know people who know me will be going, are you absolutely crazy? You're anything but. But we went out, Penny said to me the other day, why don't we go out for a wee walk? This was like early in the morning. We'll walk the dog early. It's like, I don't know, early 7 o'clock or something. So I was like, right, okay, blurry eyed, got myself out there. We had taken no more, and I promise you this is the truth, than 10 steps out of our drive. And it started. Here, I was just thinking about this. We need to be doing, and could you be, and the list started. A flip sheet. And I was like, seriously? I don't even know who I am, where I am, where I'm going, what time of the day it is. And she's, Brian, isn't this awesome? We've got you up early and it's list time. And we're just going through the list. And I'm like, Jesus, come now. This would be a great time. See, when we talk about Jesus coming back, right now would be awesome. Because then she gets upset because I'm not as excited about the to-do list at 7 o'clock in the morning. True story, right? And so what's easy there for Penny is, like, and then you can just tell she's not excited with me. Come on, Andrew, get with the program. It's hard to love her in those moments, you know what I mean? It's really hard. Just throwing that out to you. After 25 years, like, even my kids, what about your kids? If there's a parent in here today, there is no way in God's green earth you have loved those little mites like every day of their life. They drive you nuts, don't they? Too honest. You love them and you can slap them all in one go. Anyone? Isn't that kids? And so you feel this tug, don't you? I'm going to finish in about 5 minutes. You feel this tug with love because we don't really understand it. Because our love is all based on performance. And love is there when performance is there. And when performance is not there, when we're not behaving the right way, then there's no love. But God loves you unconditionally. God doesn't love you like that. The word for God's love is a different, we have one word for love, which is love. There's lots of different words in the Bible, but there's one word that describes the way that God loves us. It's called agape, and it's different. You know, we're so performance-orientated, we feel approved and accepted when we perform to somebody else's satisfaction. With God's love, he loves us, and he blesses us when we're good. That's why people get turned off by the church, because they think it's just full of hypocrites, who we can see straight through the fact that none of us are perfect. But we pretend to be something that we're not. But you know what the fear is? We've been told that if we don't live like that, then God won't love us. And that's not true. It's not even in the Bible. That's called religion. That's called earning your way to God's favor. I do something, and God does something back for me. That's not the way it works. The way it works is God says, I loved you first. And because I loved you first, you get to choose me and respond to my love. We call it, and for those of you who know theology, it's called revelation and response. God shows you something, and we just respond to it. But let me tell you very quickly, all right, is that how do we know that God loves us? Well, you know, the thing is, it says in the word, let me just read this, 1 John 4:8 and 9. It says, the person who refuses to love God doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. God is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. This is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only son into the world that we might live through him. This is the kind of love we're talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, right? But that he loved us and he sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and all the damage that they've done to our relationship with him. And I guess what I'm trying to say is this. What we're celebrating today, see when we put these people down into the water, right? And we hold them there, and we bring them back up. What we're actually doing is we're saying this, that no matter where you have been, listen to me very carefully, no matter where you've been, no matter what you did, no matter who you did it with, none of that matters in an instant when you come to Jesus and you receive total forgiveness. And what happens is in this, what we're doing symbolically today, as we put people down into the water, it's a picture of when Jesus died and took all of our mess on himself. And what we're doing is, symbolically, we're saying that, see these people that you might have known for years, right? And you might look at them with outside physical eyes. What we're celebrating today is what Jesus has done on the inside of them, which is completely renew them and transform them. Do you get that? And so all of that stuff goes into the water. It's a picture of the tomb. And then we pull them out. That's the symbol, right? We pull them out and we celebrate. And we go, you have been raised to life. Your past is gone. Every mess, every instance, when you come to Jesus, let me tell you, he loved you first. He didn't love you because you responded to him. He loved you first and you responded to him. That's the point. Do you get that? And so you can know every day that God does not wait for you to do something in order for him to love you. He's already said, no matter who you are, where you're coming from, what your history is, you can receive new life. Why? Because I chose to love you. And let me tell you, this was not a love that's up and down like a fiddler's elbow. Let me tell you, do you know how you know that God loves? Well, number one, God's love is different because it's completely unselfish. And what it does, it's not just like a feeling, oh, I love you. It's actually a commitment and an action. So the way that God loves you is, I'm just not going to say it. I'm going to show you. I'm going to give you everything he sent his son Jesus for us. Now, son Jesus took all of the mess, all of the sin, as we call it, all of the dysfunction, all of the shame, the sickness, the disease, all of the lack, all of the fear, all of the mental health stuff, all of the condemnation. Everything was put on Jesus so that you could be raised to life. And do you know all you need to do is just respond? He doesn't need your effort. He doesn't need your good work. All that will come. But first of all, this is how we know how he loved us. Because it's not just, I love you. He showed it. And for the likes of David and Mary today who are getting baptized, we're getting to celebrate with them that when Jesus, they had this understanding of Jesus, that they responded with, you know, even the younger kids who are going to get baptized today. You know, with Kyle, it doesn't matter who it is. It's like, see, yesterday is done. It's absolutely done. I've got new life today. I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward to my life with Christ, and my future is a good one. Let me take 2 minutes to finish. You know, I think that, I think whenever in my life I think about that, I think, you know, this is what we in this church call grace. Grace just means this morning, and this is what I love about our church. If you're thinking, that's a bit odd, I've never really heard this. Like, if you've grown up in Northern Ireland for any part of your life, you know, I came through the standard kind of route. And I'm not knocking it. It was just, you know, from gospel halls to free peas, to you name it, I've been in it, all right? And I never really understood in it through all of that, that there was the word gospel was good news. I never felt it was good news. I just felt it was something to beat me with. And then I started to understand that Jesus, God actually gave it everything for me. Do you know how much he loved me and how much he loved you? It really cost him. He sacrificed his whole life for me. It was a deeper love, right? It wasn't just a few bruises. I had this moment of going, he must have really, and must really love me because he literally gave everything for me. And it was nothing that I had done. It was simply his grace. Do you know what grace means? Grace means unearned, undeserved, and unmerited favor in your life. It means waking up knowing that you've got a purpose and a call. It means waking up knowing that no matter what comes your way, that the God of heaven who lives in you is greater and stronger than anything else. It gives you a sense of hope for your future, that no matter what goes on in this world, that God's promises over his people are for safety, security, and future. That's the way. And you know what? We can't earn it. We can't pay for it. We can do nothing for it. He simply says, come as you are, because I loved you first. I didn't wait for you to do something for me. Look, I just come as you are and receive it. Just put your hands up and say, Lord, I receive it. And you know, in that moment, you're changed forever. Isn't that good news? So that's what we're going to do. That's what we're celebrating this morning. That's what baptism is about. It's grace. None of us deserve it. Do you know what I love about this? Like these... You know, I remind myself every day that I don't really deserve the love of God, but he loves me still. You know, just in my humanness, There's, you know, but this is the amazing message of God's love for you today and God's grace for you today. In fact, what I would say is this. If you go, if there's something in you today that goes, I am, you know, there is no way, there is no, if you really knew, mister, what it's been like for me over my, or there's absolutely no way that God could love me. I want to tell you this, that today, as you watch these people go in and out of the water, the message is really clear. Doesn't matter who you are, he loves us all the same. Doesn't matter what you've done, his love is greater than your mess. It doesn't matter what you're afraid of, his promise is stronger than everything that will ever come into your head or your heart. And today we're just gonna celebrate that. We've been raised to new life. That sound good? Yes. How's that? And so here, do you know what we're gonna do? Can I just, and that's what we're celebrating. God's grace, God's unmerited favor in our lives. See, when you walk out of here today, you get a cup of tea and a sandwich in your hand. Do you like that? You know, it's not an expression, a wee cup of tea in your hand. I still don't know what it means. I'd prefer it in a cup. Boom, boom. Anyway, hard crowd. So the thing is, right, what we're going to do is we're just so that you just don't think we're all weird, we've got a really fancy baptismal tank out in the car park from Amazon, right? Filled with clean water. And so Adam and I, Adam's our associate pastor, we're going to be baptizing people. And what we'll simply do is we'll ask them to get into the water, obviously get into the water. We're not going to lap it around them. And then what happens is I'll just speak over them. And then we'll, both of us will just dunk them down. Davey, hold on. Yep, help come. And then do you know what you can do? Don't stand po-faced, all right? Oh, very good. All right? Don't be standing there going, that was a good one. See that? Don't be doing any of that. See, when they get up out of the water, give them a round of applause, will we? And we'll celebrate with them to go, the past is gone. Thank God the past is gone. Every day is a new day. And my hope is secure. My future is secure. Amen. So we're going to celebrate. Like, I don't know if you're okay with having, all right? So that's what's going to happen. Does that sound good? Are we all excited? Just kind of interested to go, ooh, let's see how this works. So what we're going to do, if you're being baptized, why don't you come up and stand up at the front? And can we have some pads of glory there? And what we're going to do is, you guys can just sit there and rest. Now, so don't be looking at me. Come on along, right? Here he is. All right, yeah. All right. And so, where's Bella D? Everybody? So what we're going to do is we're going to just pray very quickly over these guys. And just before they go out, how are you feeling? Nervous? Excited? Hope you brought warm clothes to get into afterwards. All right. So why don't we pray? Adam, go for it.
All right. I just want to pray for David and for Mary. I can feel the excitement building off you, big man, I tell you. It's just like a hot tub, just not hot. You ever seen the end of Titanic? Just a bit, little bit like that. All right, let's pray. You'll be fine, I think. God, I want to thank you for David. I want to thank you for Mary. I want to thank you, Lord. I have a picture for you, David, just of fish, but one of them swimming the other direction. And I have just that line in my head that he picked me up, he turned me around and set my feet on solid ground. And a verse for you that he has raised you up out of the miry clay, raised you up out of the dirt and set your feet on a solid rock. And you have a future, you have a purpose. And he says he has a plan for your life. He's not just changed your life, he's got a plan for you now. And he says he's going to continue to provide for you and bless you. That's your future, different to what it was. So God, I thank you for David. I thank you for everything that you're doing in his life, everything that you've done and everything that you will continue to do, because he's got a solid rock, a solid foundation, and you are not finished with him yet. You're just getting started. So we thank you for that. Pray a blessing over him, Jesus. He knows that you'll never leave him or forsake him. And we thank you for Mary as well. We thank you, Lord, that a big picture for you, Mary, which is just sailboats being powered by the wind. Sometimes in your life you feel that you're the one responsible for the direction. You're the one responsible for which way you're going. But it's God, just as the sailboats, they're powered by wind. God says, you're powered by my spirit, Mary. You're powered by who I am. And he says, you fear not, for I'm the one who holds you with my right hand. I'm the one that's going to hold you up. So we thank you for these two. Thank you that you're putting them on a journey. You have a plan for them. And you're going to continue to bless them. Again, this picture of darkness into light. And you're not finished with them yet. So we pray a blessing over them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I want to just pray for Jamie. Adam and I have written you 8 cards, but I was sneaky because I kept my cards open so I could remember what I'd written. Adam, that's the planner, you see. Adam sealed his, and he's now like, what did I put in that card? All right. Do you know what I love? See our kids, they're awesome. And see, after every Sunday in church, you know what they all love doing? They all love running upstairs and getting a wee cup of tea. Isn't that right? And they all sit down like wee grannies and granders, having a wee chat and getting the wee bickies and stuff. And Jamie's right in there with them, aren't you? Getting his wee cups of tea and his bickies. But you know, the verse that I felt for you, Jamie, was a few verses. And it was this. There's a verse in Proverbs, and it says, a friend loves at all times. Okay? And when you come to know Jesus, he becomes your most precious friend. Because we can all have friends, and you know, I've got good friends, but I know sometimes I'm not the best friend. Sometimes I say I'll do something and I don't. Sometimes I break promises. Sometimes I might even be a bit mean or bossy. Don't believe it, apparently. So, but you know what? Jesus is the best friend you're ever going to have, because he never leaves you. He's always with you. He loves you, just like Andrew was saying this morning to all the grown-ups. He loves you when you do something amazing, and even when you do something awful, he absolutely loves you, because he's just so proud of you, because you are his child. He's so proud of you, Jamie. And do you know what I was thinking about? Just like Jesus is your friend, you're going to be a friend to so many people. You're going to be such a special friend. You really are, because you're God's child, just as you're your mommy's child, and she absolutely loves you. And probably like Andrew, sometimes wants to slap you around the head because that's just a mommy thing. But you are, even though your mums and dads love you, you're God's child. And he is so precious to him. And there's a lovely verse in the Bible. It says, let your light shine before others, that they're going to see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And you know what? See, when you smile at people, some people are going to go, there's something about that, Jamie. There's just something about him, because there's a joy in him. There's a love in him. There's a delight in him, because he knows who he belongs to. He knows that he is special. He's been set apart, and he is God's child. Amen. So when you see this with your wee cup of tea, that's just going to remind you, Jesus is your friend. Every time you have a cup of tea, he wants you to think about him. He's there with you, and you're going to be a friend to other people, a faithful friend. Isn't that fantastic? Amen.
Amen. Kyle, my friend, I want to pray for you. Father, thank you so much for Kyle. We want to thank you, Lord, for what you have accomplished in his life by your hand and by your work, not by his own effort, but by what you've done. And I have a picture for you, Kyle, which is wearing old, ill-fitting clothes that don't feel quite right. But after an encounter with Jesus, you come out wearing fresh, new threads, looking great, feeling great. And it's this picture of you will feel fresh when you have an encounter with him, a symbolism of when you go into the water from darkness into light. That's what he's called you for. And the verse that he says to you is Philippians 1 verse 6, that it says, being confident of this, not like you think it sometimes, but being confident, he who began a good work in you will see it through to completion. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you that that is your heart. You have not failed him yet, nor will you ever fail him, because he's a future and a hope in you. So we pray that over him, Jesus, just a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit, Lord, a renewing of his mind, that he continues to move forward in what you have for him. Being confident of this, He who began a good work in you will see it through to completion. So we thank you for him, bless him, fill him with your peace and your joy, knowing that he's loved at all times, irrespective of what he thinks or feels, you love him all the time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And next card I have here is for Sinead. And it's a lovely card with flowers on it. And the one thing I say when I always see Sinead, one, she's always dressed amazing. Like, she's got such style, this lady. And the other thing is just her countenance. Sinead is somebody whose face just lights up when you talk to her. And there's a joy over Sinead, and it's the joy of the Lord. And I believe, Sinead, that this is a time when you're going to bloom and blossom even more as you understand more and more of God's heart for you. And there's a couple of verses that I felt. There was one that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. He just wants you, as you understand more and more of his love and his heart for you, that you're just going to be going, wow, he's good. He's even better than I thought. He's so much better than I thought. It's just that there's so much more for you to taste of him. And the other verse that I was thinking of was, from his inmost being will flow, continues, rivers of living water. And that's what he has within you. He has put a never-ending source of love. And I just want to pray that over you now. Lord, just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you for Sinead. Lord, we thank you for your heart towards her. We thank you for how deep your love is for her, Lord. And we just thank you, Jesus, that out of her inmost being, we're going to flow those streams of living water, that she has got something to give to others, that she can draw from a source that it never runs out, that never runs dry. Lord, that she is going to be able to give to others, that people will feel refreshed when they've been in her presence. People will feel just so loved because she's drawing from the one source that is just eternal, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for how she's going to blossom and grow in this next season. Thank you that other people are going to be drawn to her because she radiates your love. She radiates your life, Lord. Thank you that you've brought her into this glorious light, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.
Hello, Bella. You all right? Do you know what I love about Bella? So you see the kids running about every week, and she just has this contagious joy and happiness all the time, don't you? Maybe you don't realize this. I see it every week. I mean, how happy is this girl every single week? I think to myself, if only I could get a little bit of that. No, I wanted to pray for you. And you know what I was thinking about you? You have big steps today, being baptized, big steps coming up in your life. But you know what God would say to you? That see, everything that you have, all of the good stuff that he's given you, he's given it to you. All of your skills, all of your talents, he's blessed you. And you know what he says to you? He just wants you to continue to be yourself because that's who he's made you to be. And he loves it with who you are, and he loves who you are. Okay, so whenever you're going in new steps and we have lots of friends who are different and they think differently to us, he says, you think the way you think because I've made you that way, okay? And he's given you all of those good things. And people see it, not just me, because I don't pay attention to a lot of things, but I do see that you're happy, you're joyful, and other people will see it too, okay? So God, thank you for Bella. Thank you so much for what you've done in her life. And I thank you that you say that you will never leave her or forsake her. You will never leave her alone. You'll continue to be faithful and continue to work in her life. No matter what step she's got coming up, no matter in school, no matter what happens, he says to you, Bella, I will never leave you or forsake you. I'm with you at all times. And the verse in Psalm 139 says that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I know your works full well. And God says that to you, that he's made you just the way you are, and he's created you with all those good things. So we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, and last but by no means least, we have Stephen here. So funny how I've only met Stephen for the first time today, and yet I feel like I've known Stephen for the last probably 15 years or so, because I met Maureen a long time ago, and Maureen's been praying for her husband, and you know, you probably know that she's been doing that for a long time, and a couple of months ago now, but... Can you remember when you...
3 months tomorrow.
3 months tomorrow, Stephen gave his heart to the Lord. And how many years had you been praying? 31 years. 31 years. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that fantastic? And so talk about persistent wife. Andrew thinks I'm persistent. That's persistence for you. You go, Maureen. And so it's lovely. It's absolutely such a delight to meet you, Stephen. And there's a couple of things that I was thinking. Well, one, just the verse that, you know, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have gone. Behold, all things become new. I just feel there's an excitement about this new season that you're stepping into, because things do change, don't they? Things change, and the way we see things change, and God wants us even to change the way we think about things, the way we view ourselves. And I felt particularly God was saying, you know, he wants you to start to see yourself with a completely different lens, a completely different perspective, because there can be, we can go through life and we can think, you know, I could maybe do this, but maybe I couldn't do that, and I don't know if really that would be me. And we can put a whole lot of limits on ourselves because we're only looking with our natural eyes. And yet God is going, have you any idea who I've called you to be? Have you any idea who I see you are? And there was some verses in Judges when the Lord was speaking to Gideon, and he says, the Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor. And I feel like that's what the Lord is saying. No matter what you think you are, Stephen, or God is calling you a mighty man of valor and strength. And that's who he says you are. So no matter what anybody else says or what you think, his opinion comes first. So we've just got to start to agree with that. So I want to pray that over you. And the other verse I felt was the one where it says in 2 Timothy, you've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. I just feel that the Lord wants to encourage you in that. So Father, we just really thank you for Stephen. Jesus, we thank you that you delight in bringing families together. We thank you that you delight in giving us new beginnings, Lord. We thank you that Stephen is a mighty man of valor, that there is a strength within him, not his own strength, but your strength, that you are longing for him to discover and step into, that you have new adventures for him. You have new ways of seeing things, new opportunities for him, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, where he can be strong in you, Lord. Thank you that he doesn't have a spirit of fear, but he has a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And Lord, that you're going to use him in a mighty way, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.